Dach mi fet mit alle, bei Oma Radin zu kam den Jungen. Now, there are 2 days on the Gemore of Shalfuchi Shalom. Nitro Shalfuchi Shalom. Kshero. Rashi says Shalfuchi Shalom means that if the womb was taken out of the Behemo. So the Behemo is not a treif. I mean, that's a Mishnah. Then Teisu says, Shlafuches, he says the same thing. Haini Mimokim Shavlad Munach, the womb. Avol Nikav, Kisa Shesen, if the bladder, the urinary bladder was taken, was perforated, or it was taken out, treif. Umashel Yuska Loibi Mishnah Loibi Gmore. So the question is, so if when the bladder is taken out, so it's treif, it should be mentioned. So he says, Shemo Havi Bichlau Nikva Daki. That comes, Nikav, Kisa Shesen, Nikav, if the bladder is Nikav, so it is the same aloche as Nikva Daki. But the Shin Kubet says, Shemo Havi Bichlau Nikva Daki, V'yeish Matiri, Umifor Shin Dehaine Shalfuches. So there's another Shite that says no. That actually, I mean, as far as the womb, so that's a mishnah for reshes, nitalei mksheil. So we don't have to say that, it doesn't have to be even to be mentioned. But chalfuches means the bladder. So that was that 2 days. If the bladder is taken out from the behemo, whether it's ksheil or treif. Alright. Omer Rav Yisib Amnium, Omer Rav Nachman, Reya hasmucho lideven, ein cheishishimlo. If the reya, the long, adheres is chucha to if there is a sirche between the lobe of the lung and the deifel, in other words, the ribs is ein cheishishim. So we don't have to be cheishish. Maybe this adhesion arose as a result of a nekev in the rain. Helzot mochi cheishishim. But suppose there are 2 things. First of all, there is an adhesion between the lobe of the lung and the ribs. And in addition, there are ulcers. So now, if a lung has ulcers, so let's look more further, then everybody agrees that it is kshel, if a lung has ulcers. But suppose you have both things. In other words, the reya has ulcers, it's also smachim, and then it's chucho to the dev. So Rav Nachman says, then it's cheishishim. Maybe this is a result of a neck. All right. Mar Yehude, Mishmei Avim Ayomar, Echot Zeh Cheshishim. In other words, even if it doesn't have ulcers, just that the Lord is Rucho to the David, so you're also Cheshish. Maybe there is a name. Now let's see the Rashi. Hasmucho le David Book of Bitzalis, in Cheshishim Oshem Onikvo, Alotalim on Reyeseh the David, Vamrin on David Zeh Mako Hoysoto, Uchshe Hoyso, Kolto Horeyet,
since we see ulcers and it's rucho, so talino we make a Buddha.
All right. So in other words, so how can we test it?
Oma Robin Bashwo Asperly. My sinon sakine de cholish bume. You take a knife, you bring a knife that has a very sharp edge, and you detach it. You detach the long is adheres to the ribs, to the sloths, to the daily. So you with the knife, with a sharp knife, you separate one from the other. But you have to use a very sharp knife, because if it's not a very sharp knife, so then by detaching it, with a knife that is not sharp, you might cause a neck. But if it's very sharp, so then you can, if you do it cautiously and you use a sharp knife, so you can detach it from the event without causing a nekev in the rain. All right. So in other words, so then when you remove the rein from the deifen, you take a look at the deifen. Is there any marking in the deifen? Is there any taint in the deifen? Any marking? So if you see a marking in the deifen on the surface of the deifen, so that's a raya that the silk arose as a result of the marking. But so then it's muta. But if you don't see any taint, any make in the David, so then the only conclusion is that the silk arose as a result of a nekev in the rei. So it's right. Viloi machmas rei trei. Viavo gavu to make zike, and even though. So if you don't find any make in the David, any taint in the David, so then we assume that it is, that it's due, that it originated in the naked, in the long. But so even if we see that no wind passes, I mean, that should indicate that there is no naked, because if there had been a naked, the wind should be able to pass through. So still, since we do not find any maki in the David, so we have to attribute the silche to a negev in the reye, in spite of the fact that the wind doesn't pass through. All right, Rashi. The cholish pume piv chodu b'da v'chitach yofi shel yikra kum orei b'meishche eisen nadim. All right. Rav Nechemye, Rav Yisei, Bodiklob, Ipshuri. Rav Nechemye, when he had a reya, Tzmuch on the Deifen, so he took it off, he separated it from the Deifen, and then he put it in lukewarm water. In lukewarm water. Bodiklob, Ipshuri, Lacha, Shepekuo, Umotsu, Mako, Bideifen. So in other words, after he detached it from the Deifen, and we found the mark on the deifen. So what did the Gemara say? So then we can attribute the sirche to the mark on the deifen. But he resorted to another testing. In other words, so even though he found the mark on the deifen, he inflated it, he blew it, while he put it in the lukewarm water. And he mivatz bitze ma'ayet reif, Sharimik. In other words, that was a chumrah. Because actually, if you find the makim the deifen, so then you don't have any reyese in the rei. Because what's the reyese? The fact that it appears, well, but you find the makim the deifen, so it's reasonably attributable to the makim the deifen. But since it's possible to be mivarel, so maybe we have to mivar. And so the purpose is that in case it does bubble, so even though we found the mark in the deifen, so then we say that there is an ekev, the horah in bubbles. But that's only as an extra chum, since it can be done. Omer Mazut Rabbeinu 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 Rabbeinu. You mentioned Rabbeinu Nechemya's testing of body clip shure in connection with Reyas Mechal Deifen. Anan Ad Rabbeinu Rabbeinu Rabbeinu. We apply it, we heard it mentioned in connection with Rabbeinu. Doma Rabbeinu Hanet Atamune Dereichen Shkladot Lesbeinu Kuselach Shure. So, in other words, Rabbi said that if you have two lobes that adhere to each other, so then there is no way of being moderate. So, Rabbi Yisrael, what do you call it? He had a way of modeling. In other words, even if the two lobes, even if there is a silche between the two lobes and the long, but if when you put it in lukewarm water, so it doesn't bubble, so then we are modeling. So maskifle kavash. Haiman, now take this mission. Haiman. Bishle in the hoche, talunam bidei from the jailor. Aber hosso, die heilok if treife, wa heilok if treife. Now take this mention the deal say, I high inke. So Teisve says, according to the Ri, that the Sirche is indicative of a future neke, you shouldn't say inke, but you should say minke. So he said, maybe inke means the same meaning as minke. I mean, normally, I mean, so inke is past in Aramaic and minke is future. But, so Teisve mentioned the years of inke, but here, the Gilsi is Nokif. Nokif can be used for both, can be used for past and future. So, I mean, there is no kasha against the Rim. I mean, from the way the Gilsi it appears here. Avu Hosom, behind Nokif Treife, behind Nokif Treife. Right, let's see the Rav. What do you put you in a large bakuma to make a leaf in a pea ball? In was is a maya treife, shari nikwa, a sinna bishu mocha, a little bit of a kshero. Well, I got some meek race in the evening. Flame, I'll be easily more about the claw. You let me bat with solo young and deep what means no, that's given the killing is only day. And tell him, look, share. In other words, in connection with Reyas Muhammad Ethan. So, and if we find a mark in the day, then, so the Sirche is reasonably attributable to the mark of the day. But, since it's actually valid, so we have to resort to the testing. So mainly the purpose of the testing is not to be matter, because it should be muter without it. But since it's actually valley, there is a possibility that we can be mivare that perhaps it is a treifor, so we should do that. Midrabbana. So the whole purpose is to answer that in case, in the event, that it will start bubbling, so the cameras. So there is no problem with this kind of a testing, which is grounded in a chumrah. Because suppose we cannot make the testing. Suppose the long disappeared. We removed it from the day pen, and we found the mark in the day pen, and then it disappeared. So then he will be made there, Rav Nechemya, that we can eat a behemoth. In other words, it's only if it's possible to be mivare, we have to do it. So the whole purpose is to possibly answer it. To possibly answer it. Masha'in came regarding the case of Tartarun and Reye, this Rechladode. So this is an indication, is the prima facie indication of a neke, or the future neke, according to the Reye. So the Mele, so if you resort to that testing, that means that if when you put this long that had this here in lukewarm water and it doesn't bubble, so then we should be matter. How can you be matter? Over there, there is no prima facie evidence that there is an echo or there is going to be a future. And if the long would disappear, so we would be matter. But only as long as it's possible, why we do it? So the whole purpose is, maybe it will be mivara that it is us. Mashaikin, here there is no, here there is prima facie evidence that it is nikaf, or it's destined to be nikaf. So the purpose of the testing should be that in case it doesn't bubble in the lukewarm water, that we should be matter it. How can we be matter it? Because maybe, so according to Rashi's Pshat, it is because maybe there was a nekev, but since right now it adheres, the two lobes adhere to each other, so mele there is no vibration of air, because at this moment it's all blocked for the silch, the fibrous tissue that blocks the nekev. But let's say A month later, 2 months later, 3 months later, half a year later, it will open up. The tzirch will open up. So then, suddenly it's treifeh. Or according to the Ritz Pshat, because since it has to be treifeh on the basis of the fact that it's destined to have an ekev. So, but right now it doesn't even have an ekev. So naturally it doesn't bubble. So how can you be matur? This is how Rashi explained. I mean, Rashi explained it the same way, but according to me, we have to say it. How could it bubble? I mean, after all, the nekev isn't even there. And according to Rashi, how could it bubble? Right now, the nekev is locked. Or Gassi. Bishli moche talmi mit dem Rikshel Gassi ne ikreis mit dem Rikshel. Bishli moche, but ikon. Dilo mi vaz vizzele amun ne ikon nis. No, otach im dike, bishli mit dem Rikshel Gassi ne ikreis mit dem Rikshel Gassi ne ikreis mit dem mehr des hier gezu mach was mako ich so hey mir nei die in kap treffen weil wir nicht gesieke the reason is why doesn't bubble the wind doesn't pass there is no vibration of air the molecules of air who bubble we so all right so in other words the more refutes this memory that this decay is applied to obviously. In other words, this decay cannot be effective in regard to Rove's case. It can only be effective in regard to Rav Nachman's case. Because over there, Mitzad Adin, it's Ksheiro. And if the long will get lost, so it will be Mutar without it. So it's only as a Chumre. Some Meile we can do that. All right. Now the Moshe Kashi. Gimora se kashe, umi oma, Rav Nachman hoche, that what? That reya. That hel sot smoche. So is rei shilo. Why? Reya smoche le deva. And it tells us smoche. Is rei shilo because we are afraid. Maybe there is a naked. But even if there is a naked, since the nekev is blocked by its juncture to the deipen, so it's not a treifeh because that protected the fact that it's blocked by the deipen. So that it tells us mochen. So it's reishish. Maybe there is nekev. So what if there is a nekev? Then it's treifeh because nikva reyeh. But even if there is a nekev, this nekev in the ray is blocked and protected by the David. But Rabbi Yisrael knew more of Nachman Reishen Ikwa with it is a Tmosok Shero. Loi Kashi. Hosom bin Mokim Rebisa, or Hosom bin Mokim Rebisa. In other words, Tesis, the long Tesis mentioned that Gemara. So here, the Gemara doesn't mention the name Ume. The Gemara doesn't spell out the term Ume by name. But here the Gemara distinguishes between the Nune and the Nune. So he says, Gemara. So Gemara says, Loi Kashi. Ho, so Bimokim Ribus. When does Rav Nachman say that even if there is a real naked in the rain? But as long as the Deifen blocks it, so it's Sheiro, that is, if the nekev was in the lobe of the log. In the lobe of the log. So in other words, so then it is mamish in close, very close. I mean, mamish adjoins the day. So then we say, since it's mocking the business, that's the natural place of the log. It's the natural place of the law. In other words, so natural place of the law. So even though there is an ekev, but since it adheres to the David in its natural place, where it because that law is mamish in contact with the David. So the melee, it's a good protection. Mashein came, that Masha'im came the case of Reya Smucha, where Rav Nachman says Reya Smucha Ludeven, and the house of Smochim is Chayshilo. So he has reference to the case where the woman, the Madalon, is sold to the David. Now the woman, he doesn't enjoy the David, but through fibrous tissue, so the woman, the Madalon, he adheres to the David. In other words, there is quite a layer of fibrous tissue, and that continues his nimshach from the ume to the David. So since it's not a natural place, the ume is not naturally located near the David. So the mele, it's not a good protection because it's going to be misfired. When the ume, which is naturally located near the Deifen, if that adheres to the Deifen, so it's not going to be misparic, so it's a good protection. Masha'inke, if the ume is rucho to the Deifen. So in other words, there is a considerable distance between the ume and the Deifen. But through fibrous tissue, it becomes connected to the Deifen. Through a layer of fibrous tissue, it becomes connected to the David. So that is also the sparik, so it's not a good protection. And what? So, but it doesn't mean that every time that the lobe of the lung, that the nune is srucho to the David, that that's heimel b'sayah. Only certain positions of the nune, when it's srucho to the David, is heimel b'sayah. What is it? Where is the natural juncture? Where is the natural position, the natural juncture between the une and the deifen? Chitucha de une. In other words, if can I take this? Okay. Now, if that is, let's say, if this is the incision, the cut, the incision surface of the une, of the lobe, so that is naturally situated near the David. So if there is a silche between the incision, the chituch adune, the cut of a lobe, so the cut is naturally situated near the David. But naturally, it's not normally, it doesn't adhere. It just adjoins the David, but it doesn't adhere. So in case fibrous tissue developed and it became and became attached to the fibrous tissue, to the deifen, so then we say, Haina Rebusai. Haina Rebusai. Now let's see the Rashi. Umi omram nachm yochel elsus morgen cheshlo, bichwal di pshigalon in ikwa reyal, oi mahanel osu timsa deifen, osu mokim ribuste, bimokim shoriye va deifen, dilin kechot, where it's naturally situated together. They are naturally contiguous, adjoining each other. Usmuchen tom, tloi mifrak, hayisirche. So if fibrous tissue developed over there, it's not going to be to open up, because it's in a natural position. Hilgak sheiro, vichi omar av nachman cheishi shilo, limaylo, birecha vachol, kineget the uma agdeil. If the sirche was between the ume, you see. So, Teisves, the long Teisves mentioned this gemara. In other words, as a raya, that there is a distinction between ume and ume. But here the Gemara doesn't mention the word, the term ume. So, kineget ume agdelo, dechvim decheiko, reyem nadeven, mifrikau istime, vafil hochek yeloi al sasmochim, omar cheshin shalom, di tole bedeven, ubiho. So, Rav Nachman is only cheshish, if el sasmochim, if in addition it has also. But the loyal says mochim not reishis. But Abimai is chilek, and he says even if loyal says mochim, so we are reishis for a nekiv. And how do we paskin? So Rashi says we paskin lechumre like Abimai, not like Anach. Uvok Abimai svirlo, the reishis will chumre as lino midrais. Mokim chituch adune sheim somoch litzavo bimeitzar achose ובהוא ילחס כרב נחמן דלקה דפולטה.
All right.
אומר רבי, גופה, גופה. אומר רבי יסי במה יומה, אומר רב נחמן, ראי שניקבו בידי פנסי, מוסוק שאו.
In other words, if it is mokim ribisai, if it's in their natural position.
Omar Rabine vihudi sovio bipsov.
Even when the une is sovuch, even when the cut of the une, the cut surface of the une is sovuch to the deife, so it's only koshia if it is that kind of isirche that it's intertwined with the flesh, with the bosom. But suppose it is just attached, but the flesh is not intertwined with the deifen, then it's asur. In other words, if the flesh is intertwined in the day with the deifen, then there is a presumption that it will never open up, it will never become nisparik. Mashenkin, if it's not intertwined, the flesh is not intertwined, so then there is a possibility that it will become nisparik. Vuli sovir b'sov. Omer l'Rav Yisim v'Rabine v'iloi sovir v'aytre. And suppose the cut surface of the lobe is attached to the deifen, but there is no sovir b'sov. It's not intertwined. So then it's straight. Why? Because it's nikuvoi. Because there is an eke yoche kisovichnam. So even if it's intertwined, even though the reye is intertwined in the bosor, in the flesh between the ribs, we still should say that it's not a good protection, because ultimately it might open up, it might become detached. Why should we say that? Dotanye nikav posel mitnei shehu sheiseis teskegav mikhushov patsuadak. So if there is an ekev in the git, then it's posel of mikor. It's posel of mikor because he's not here at yecheit. In other words, he cannot have children. Nistam kosher, but suppose someone had a nekef in the gid, and then scar tissue developed over the nekef in the gid, so then he's kosher lo mikol. Mipnei shomer. I mean, that's from this gemara we see that the psul of petzua dako lo mikol is contingent upon the inability to have children. That doesn't mean anyone who can't have children is a pitzudaka. In other words, if he cannot have children because of a mutilation of the genital organs, so then he's a pitzudaka. But so if he has a nekev in the gid, so that's a mutilation of the genital organ, and he can't have children, so maybe he's a pitzudaka. But if scar tissue develops and he can have children, so maybe he's mutilated because. So nistam kosher, mifnei shehu omer, v'zehu psul shechezer l'hechsher. So the Braise in Yevomes emphasizes, this is the kind of a psul of an iser that can change. So the zehu emphasizes, excludes something else. V'zehu l'mutemai, lav l'mutekai gam. In other words, why would he say l'zehu? I mean, the Tanya of the Mishnah of the Braise doesn't use extra words. If he says, Zeu Psul, in other words, this is an exceptional thing. In other words, this is an exceptional thing. We don't find any other parallel. I mean, this is an exceptional thing, that even though he's possible to be called, but if scar tissue develops, he's mutal to be called. So Zeu Psul Shechez Lashiri. But in another case, is not chizal shiri. What does it mean to exclude? My love, limutikai gavne. In other words, that if there is a nekef in the reye, and
and the Deven, and the Deven blocks it, even though it is intertwined with the flesh between one tzela, one rib, and the other, so they we do not say that it's chizal hashir. So then it's a kashi. Then it's a kashi. So the Gemara says, Loi, limutek vum sholom achmas makya berei adinikon. The Zeroi emphasizes something and tries to exclude something. Exclude what? The ordinary case of scar tissue developing over a nekev in the rei. Not at the juncture to the David, but where the zilche, where the scar tissue develops at the juncture with the Deven, there it is Chizal HaShem. There it is Chizal HaShem. All right, Rashi. So we Bisrei, she needs Bechez, when Yechezes, so we have people, she not told, that's why it's. The harvest team, Shrir Edoi Mifriki. It will never be separated. Aber mit zwei Satzen in so Sire Kayem. So the Sire will not last. Aber mit Nekev, war verloren, ich soll mich mehr schon sagen. Aber mit Hanyas Timmel, er ist nicht klar. Nicke war geht schon auch noch ein Post, mit dem Khrushchev, mit dem Schuh Jesus, wenn Jere gechetz, wie kein Mann kommt sich, weil sehr rasch in Jere gechetz, eine Meilid. Nista ma Nekev, ha kei, koshal oder wie kol, mit dem Schuh Meilid. Den ich rum, aber stimme als Deik, wenn stimme mal Jesi. Stimme mal Jesi. Now, it seems to me, that when the Gemara says, and Nikaf Postum de Shishay says, Nistam Kosham de Shemeli, Zeu Psum Shechizel Echshere, Zeu Limute Mai, Lav Limute Kaigam, the Gemara says, Loi Limute Krum Sholom Achmas Maki Berei. Deine Krum. So if scar tissue develops over the neck of the ray, not in the juncture with the Deifen, so then it's not Chizal HaShem. But Gabi Nekev in the Gid, it is Chizal HaShem. So you could say that perhaps the Nekev in the Gid, when scar tissue develops over the Nekev in the Gid, so that is not destined, you know, to open up again. But Meirateh say we don't even have to say that. If the gabe scar tissue that develops over a nekev in the rei, so we say it's destined to open up again, so why shouldn't we say the same thing? Why shouldn't we say that the same thing is true of scar tissue that develops over a nekev in the gid? But the answer is true. It's destined to open up again. So ligabe nekev in the rei, since it's destined to open up again, so mainly it doesn't negate the makir of treif. Even though temporarily it is locked, as long as it's not going to be permanent, the psul lovi bikol is based upon the inability to have children. Now, so as long as there is a nekev, so he's not, Shechvazera is not here, Kechetz. So the male, he cannot have children. But if scar tissue developed, assuming that he's going to open up the nekev in 6 months. But in the meantime, he is able to have children. So the male is not a Pozodako. Let's say, if after half a year, that nekev will open up again, so then he'll again be also lovely because. But right now, the nekev is nistam, so the shechvazera is here kechetz, so the mele is mutal lovely because. So we don't have to say that the mitzies is different in the mitzies in regard to nikaf agid is different than the mitzies in regard to nikaf to nikaf or nikvare. The mitzvah is the same, but ligabe pesuadako is even if we'll know that in half a year the nekev will open up again, so then he won't be able to have children. But in the meantime, he can have children. Maski vloravukve bachome. Ivo inkal videife. Lahadia. Maitreife. Loisne kovesadei. In other words, now here, so here's the kashe that there is an additional treife that should be mentioned. And how is it that no Mishnah, no Braise mentions an additional treife? We have, let's say, a nikvare and defensive muscle. So if it is bimokim rebesaye, the une, so then it's chayo, because the defen blocks it, protects it. So the protection, so in other words, the behemoth has no basic organic defect, any fatal organic defect, because the defen protects it. But suppose a nekev will occur in the defen itself, then there won't be any, then the protection will be gone. So mele it will be a treife. Because the only reason as to why it's not a treife is because the defen protects it. But if there is a nekev in the defen itself, then there is no protection. So then it will be a treife. So why isn't it mentioned? If you in Kevidefin led here, my treife, in other words, suppose a nekev will occur, mamish opposite the neck, the original nekev of the rain. So then the protection will be gone. So is the kumsadev. So more the Tarsa says, Utamecho, Odom Ravitz by Yisif from Rabihan, Moroshenikvo, Vichovitz is Masakshayo, if the gallbladder was perforated. But if it's blocked by the liver, so it's shale. So suppose the liver itself will be knocked off. Now like this, in the liver is not matter of the vein. As long as part of the, as a minimum liver remains, whether kazayis or mashu, as long as a minimum liver remains, so even if the bulk of the liver was cut out, so it's still shale. So it's still shale. But you in kafkovit. So that by itself. So more shenivol chomis chasas b'kshel. So suppose ilu in kafkovit ladio. Suppose that the kovit was prettiest, mamish opposite the nekev of the gallbladder. My dream was then the protection is gone. So why is the kumas a kovit? Elo. So why doesn't the Mishnah mention Nikulas HaKovet among treifes? But the simple answer is, Elokinikva lav neim mitrefe loikotone. In other words, the Mishnah, the Braise mentions treifes that are treifes because of this mark. But here, in the case where the Moro was Nikva, Vikovetsu itmaso. So then the comet itself was pierced, was punctured. So then it becomes a treife, not because of the nekev in the comet, but because the nekev of the gallbladder ceased to have a protection. So the nekev of the gallbladder is mentioned. So we don't have to mention, the Tana doesn't have to mention Nikva Deifen in connection with the case where there was a nekev in the Reyeh, but that was blocked by the Deifen, and then the Deifen was punctured. So because then, it's not Reyeh because of the nekev in the Deifen, it's Reyeh because of the original nekev in the Reyeh. But until the Deifen was punctured, so it had protection. Now it doesn't have protection.
כמו יצא מהמסובך, ולהוך אינו כעצוביך, ולהינו כעצורך. Because it means, not attached, it means intertwined. ובתשובה שרפסה שולם גוין כוסה, די בין סורך וסורך ובין סורך וסורך ובין לא סורך וסורך כשר. In other words, not like Rabin. So the Goyen, Rav Sarsholem Goyen, doesn't pass like Rabin. Because according to Rabin, so when is the Cheiro, when is the Deifen, a protection against the Nekef in the Reye? Only when it's Tzovich. And Rav Sarsholem Goyen passes that even if it's not Tzovich, it's still a protection. Now, how Rav Sarsholem Goyen is not really a Rabin. The answer is, Rav Sarsholem Goyen holds that it's only Rabbine who says that it's only kosher if sorry, but Rav Nachman himself is chesed. Since Rav Nachman doesn't mention this prerequisite, so Rav Nachman shita is the treya shenikva v'defens et masa kshero period, regardless whether it's over b'sore or not over b'sore. But Rabbine is chesed Rav Nachman. Rabbine says only if it's over b'sore, then the Deifen is the protection. So the Meila says it's a machleket between Rabbine and Rav Nachman. Rav Sarsholem Goyen passes like Rav Nachman. Kshero. V'les hilchas ik Rabbine alek Rav Nachman. De omarei shenikva Deifen zit mosok kshero. U'mashma mit dvorov. De Rabbine liboli forish dvorov shel Rav Nachman. Elo svara de nafshi kono. V'chei nire. The Rabbine is not explanatory of Rav Nachman. That is chilek Rav Nachman. V'chein nireh. Midiporich alei the helsa tzmochim cheshishwo before the Gemara. As the kasha against Rav Nachman, helsa tzmochim cheshishwo, umiyom Rav Nachman hoche, vom Rav Nachman reishinik vodiv zubozak sheiro. Why doesn't the Gemara? If Rav Nachman had also agreed with Rabbine's chiluk between Tzovich and Loiv Tzovich, so the Gemara could have given a teretz. V'mishanu hodi Tzovich, hodi Loiv Tzovich. So why doesn't the Gemara give that teretz? The answer is because according to Rav Nachman, even if it's loy sovich, it's kshem. Even if it's loy sovich, void mit porach avi yisrael rabine v'loy Rav Nachman, mashu Rav Nachman loy loy sovich v'loy sovich. And according to Rav Nachman, v'inekev peisel shom shedefes es masa even though it's not intertwined with the poso in the day. Oh. So the Meir Rav Sarsholem Goyen paskens like Rav Nachman, that it's kosher even without being misuch. But the question is, now if there is a machlokes between Rav Nachman and Rabbine, so we have haloche that haloche kibas roye, Rabbine and Rav Ashe, they were the last ones of the Chachmei HaKabbalah. So the Meir we should pasken like Rabbine, not like Rav Nachman, because haloche kibas roye. ומיהו לא ידינו מנולי שלו יהלוך כרבינה שהוא בסק ושמו אין זה רבינה סתומה שהוא בכל שרשס שהוא חביר של רבש so he says that this רבינה is not the רבינה who was the chisim התלמוד together with רבש but it's an earlier רבינה because the רבינה סתם רבינה that's the רבינה that's the second רבינה And he was the contemporary of Rav Ashi. And he was born on the day when Rove died. That's what the Gemara says. B'yeim shemeis Rove neilat Rabin. But this Rabin, since Rav Yosef was chelik aniim, so he lived much earlier. V'dipor Rav Yosef l'shal dvorov, uvil chastrei v'sh Rabin ugeo shinkosav, direi asmuch al ideife, av v'mokim ribesaye, Diune usrucho biboso shebinatzloi so bitzloi satzmon but kinelo so we still require a bdiki binifiche we have to inflate the lung imatzloi oy geren aboso imamsirche umnapchlo imel binifiche kshiro tichim shasircho kayemes visisemes kolaneke lo yisparke it kiven dim mokim rebisaikai so Rabbi Gershon says that even Reya Asmuch Ale David, and even if it's Obich. So then, according to everyone, it's Ksheiro. But it's not Ksheiro just like that. It is Ksheiro if we resort to that Diki. In other words, if it's not Asmuch Ale David, let's say, any other Sirche, so even if you make it Diki, and let's say it doesn't bubble and no wind passes, it's still a soul. He's still asor, because the Gemara refuted the memory that that Rav Nechemya, Rav Nechemya mentioned his din of a tike ligabi harte tarte une disriche de ladar. That was nitre. So, but in the in regard to the case of Isirchen, that is more holiday even. So they with the bdike it's sheol, but without the bdike it's not sheol. Without. Was gar kein tundraspire ich die Sorge besorge hane dafke wie Bosser schon als Lois, aber Lois atzmon loy in the mute next stages loy in the mute. Chum shalom machmas makim rei och anam avu mosel meimal limute shalom im kimchim besai. Now the Gemara first. Boy menei rabbe barachone mishmuel helso tzmochi ma'au. So before, so Tezis explains. Vihod om aliyil. Dichei shumah hani besuch ali David muchamim ilse shirich ha'machmas neki. But now the Gemara is discussing without any sir. Suppose you just find ulcers on the lung. Is it Ksheil or not Ksheil? Omale Ksheil, it is Ksheil. And when do we say Cheishishin? That is, if you have two facts combined. In other words, a Sirche plus a Sirche Asmuchal Deipen plus Smochim. But Smochim without a Sirche is Ksheil. Is Ksheil. Omale Avaniyem Ake. Elo She Talmidim Mizdanin Bidavo. But some of the Talmidim hesitate. Domar Rav Masne, Malye Mugle Treifo, Mayim Zakim Ksheiro. That's in connection with the kidney. That if the kidney has an ulcer that is full, that is filled up with pus, with putrid liquid, so it's treif. But if the ulcer on the kidney has clear water, then it's kshel. In other words, because if it has putrid liquid, so then it's a diseased kidney. But if it has clear water, so it's not such a diseased kidney to make it clean. So in other words, we see the certain ulcers, if the ulcers have putrid liquid, so then it's treif ligabi kidney. So the same thing should be true of belong to omalei hahu bichul yitma. Hahu bichul yitma. This aloche that malia mugle is treif only applies to a kidney, but it doesn't apply to him. Now. So there is a remarkable thing. On one hand, we see much more vulnerable as far as trade is concerned than the kid, because a lung, if you just have a nekev in the lung, so it's like kidney, even with the whole kidney, not only a nekev kidney, I mean it's kshel. Even if the whole kidney is taken out, and even if both kidneys are taken out, it's still kshel. So what is more likely to become, what is more vulnerable to treifes between the two, a lung or a kidney? So it seems a lung is more vulnerable. On the other hand, in case of ulcers, so if you have an ulcer that is filled up, that has putrid liquid in the lung, it's kshel. But if it's in the kidney, it's treif. I mean, we have to understand that. So if we say that treifes is just exercise a course of halacha mishum sinai like kashi shite, all right? So it's not such a big kashi. So this treife is included in halacha mishum sinai, and that treife is not included. But according to many Rishonim, the Ina Chayo is not a coincidental fact. It's an essential fact. It's an essential fact. Whether it's an essential fact in the sense that the Ina Chayo makes it netreifo, or it's an essential fact in the sense that the Ina Chayo is just an indication that the defect is a basic organic defect, not a trivial organic defect. Whatever, but in other words, the Ina Chayo is a basic fact. Is a basic fact. So how is it that on one hand we see that certain makis in a kidney are more serious than in a lung. On the other hand, in a lung, so just a nekif in the lung is strafe. A nekif in the lung is strafe. And the kidney, so even if both kidneys are taken out, it's still shame. Now, we saw that according to the Rambam, so there are two alochas of treifes, as the Nitziv points out. One aloch of treifes is grounded in aloch l'meshim Sinai, and the Ina Chayo is only a simen. It's an accidental fact, and it's only a simen. And as a simen, it only means that without therapy, without any therapy, without any medicines being administered, so it's not chayo, as is. But with medicines being administered, so then it could live. And then there is another aloche of treifo, which is grounded in the natal homes. And that's the reason as to why the Rambam mentions another treifo, nitl echi elyein, that is not explicitly mentioned in the Mishnah, only by implication. So because of that aloche. Okay, aloche. And the Nitziv points out that a diseased kidney is treife, according to the Rambam, not on the basis of the aloche l'mishim Sinai, but on the basis of natal lungs. On the basis of natal lungs. Now the question is, monefshech, I didn't discuss it at that time. Why is it? I didn't discuss it at great length. Now, according to the Rambam, that there is a special aloche of treife that is grounded in the fact that it's natal omus, and in order to be treife on the basis of natal omus, so there shouldn't be any cure. But suppose there theoretically, on a theoretical level, there is a cure, but except that we don't have good doctors. The doctors don't know anything. So then it's not a treife. So nitl echi elyein is a treife because even theoretically there is no cure. Even theoretically no cure. So the Rambam says in the Tshuves, because if the upper jaw is completely removed, so then the breathing, so the elements of nature, so in other words, so the organs, the breathing organ is exposed, so then the elements of nature will interfere with the breathing, and it's mainly its natal lungs. So that means there is no possibility of a cure. Now the question is, how about nitlak roetz? Could a behemoth live with both kidneys being taken out? So we said that according to the Rambam, it's a raya that theoretically, at least, it's possible to make an artificial kidney, a transplant of an artificial kidney, and then the behemoth will be able to live the normal span of life. So just because medicine is not so advanced as to make this artificial kidney transplant, a plastic kidney, so it doesn't mean that it's a natal omus, because in order to be considered a natal omus, it must be natal omus without the possibility of a cure. But if it's natal omus because medicine is not sufficiently advanced, then it's not considered natal omus. So the question is, how about nitl echi elyein? So then we could say
that by in regard to kidneys, so there is a cure. In other words, because you could make a plastic transplant, a plastic kidney. You could transplant a plastic kidney. So how about little Achelie? So I mean, why shouldn't it be possible to make a plastic upper jaw? I mean, why should it be possible? Maybe you can't, I don't know. But it's not so reasonable. I mean to say that there is no possibility of a cure for Nitl Achelien, but there is a possibility of a cure for Nitl Achelien. It doesn't. I mean, I am not a doctor, and I certainly couldn't even take a guess. But it doesn't seem reasonable. I mean, Monefsheh, if you could make a plastic kidney and enable the behemoth to live, so why couldn't we make a plastic lechi or elie? So still the Rambam says it's netalomus. So why is it netalomus? Because without a plastic lechi or elie, it would be netalomus, because then the elements of nature would interfere with the breathing organs, as the Rambam says in the Tshuva. So Mele by Nivlat Loyes too should be treife, even though it's not included in the Aloch HaMishum Sinai. So it should still be a treife. So it seems to me that there is a basic difference between Nitl Achelien and Nitl Akloyes. Because all the Rishonim mention the difference between Treife and Gisesis, that is Netalomus. In other words, when is it a Treife? If the Netalomus originates in a certain organic defect, in a certain organic diminution, Nikav, Nital, Nechtach, whatever, Nifsak, I mean there are 8 categories of treifes. So all the 8 categories of treifes, whether it's nikaf or nifsak or nitulo or nechtach, so they all have one common denominator. They all represent a certain basic organic defect. But if the behemoth is natal almost because of a malfunctioning of a certain organ, not because of a certain diminution of a certain organic chisor, so then it's not treife, then it's gesesis. Then it's gesesis. So mele, apparently the Shittas Rambam is einoch name. When the Rambam says nitl achelien is treife on the basis of nitl omus, it's not that the Rambam was sure that there couldn't be any possibility of a cure. Why shouldn't there be a possibility of a plastic lechelien? I mean, there's no reason. If you could have a plastic kidney, why couldn't you have a plastic lechelien? But the fact that you could, and the behemoth could live with an artificial organ, a plastic artificial organ, so that does not diminish the natal omus of the behemoth, because as long as without an artificial organ being transplanted, so it couldn't live, so mele, that means that the machmas, the organic defect, it's natal omus. But you can transplant an artificial organ, but as far as its organism is concerned, so it has a certain organic defect, not just a malfunctioning of an organ, but it has a certain organic diminution, a certain organic chisson, a certain organic defect that makes her natal omus, makes her natal omus. That's the reason as to why nitl achelien is treife, even though through surgery, make a plastic lechi alien, and the behemoth, and then the elements of nature will not interfere with the breathing organs. Oh, so then you ask, so why nitl achelien even if? The answer is this, because this is, I mean, that everybody knows,
that if one kidney is removed, then it doesn't affect the normal span of life of the behemoth or the human being. I mean, it doesn't make any difference. It doesn't affect. So, now, so since there are two kidneys in a behemoth, two organs in a behemoth, and each cloyo is a separate eva, alpidim is considered a separate eva. So, mele, now, in the case, when do we say, now, since Rishonim distinguish between treife, where it's natal almost because of an organic chisor, because of a certain eva that is missing, or is because a certain eva is mutilated, because of a certain organic defect, and natal almost of geiseses, because of a malfunction. So that's not treife. In other words, let's say, it seems to me that if the heart stopped working in the behemoth, and then the behemoth was still respirating, and within the few minutes that intervened between the termination of the heart, of the heartbeat, and the respiration, a sheikhet managed to share the behemoth, that the behemoth will be mutarez b'achil. That's how it seems to me. Now, as long as there was no organic defect in the heart, but for some reason it stopped working. So in other words, even though it's natal almost, it couldn't live for more than 5 minutes. But, so that's a malfunctioning. It's not because of an organic defect. So, mimele, in the case, so, nitwa kloyes, it couldn't be treife. Because suppose one kidney would be removed. So then it wouldn't be a treife, because it's not a basic organic defect. Because all the functioning would be taken over by the other kidney. So mele, but both kidneys were removed. So since one eva, the removal of one eva, couldn't make it into a treife, so the removal of two ivorim is like a malfunction. When can a behemoth? True, there is aloha of natal omus, but this aloha of natal omus is also based upon a certain organic defect because of a chisong of a certain area. But here, so if, let's say, the behemoth would become natal omus because of the removal of one area, of one kidney, then the aloha would be that it's natal. But since there are two kidneys, and when you remove one eiver, so then it's not a treife, because the life, the functioning of the behemoth is not affected in any way. So, but you remove both eiver. So, when can a behemoth be treife because of the chisong of an eiver? Only if the chisong of one and the same eiver results in a natal omus, is a basic organic defect. But if the chisom of one area is not a basic organic defect, but only the tziuf of the chisom of two ivorim, so that's like a malfunction. So that's why it's not a treife. Masha'inkein in the case where a one kidney is diseased, let's say it's malyamukle, it deteriorated, so then it's even more likely to become treife than in connection with the lungs. Because over there, so if, let's say, now this happens many times, that I'm sure that the same thing is true of behemoths. So if, let's say, one kidney becomes diseased, so you have to remove that kidney immediately, otherwise the person will die. So mimele, that means, so when it's malia mugle, and malia mugle is not just a malfunctioning, because there is an organic defect, there is mugle, there is pus in the kidney. So mimele, it's natal almost
because of a certain organic defect in the one and the same kidney, not because of the tziruf of two organic defects in two separate kidneys. So there it's safe.
Rav Litzur, yes.
But how's it answered by Reyes? Why is Reyes the more common?
No, because that's the mitzvah. I mean, and if you ask doctors, they'll tell you. I mean, that any infection in the kidney is more serious than an infection in the lung. So, because by Reyes, you see, by Reyes, so if you have an ulcer, even though it has mugling, it has pus, putrid liquid, so it's not fatal in any way. It couldn't be fatal. But in a kidney, a diseased kidney is more serious than a diseased lung. I mean, this is well known. The only difficulty was, why does the halacha say that nitlak loy, so it's kshel? I mean, certainly couldn't live with both kidneys being taken out. All right. Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef av kozel basre de Rav Yirmiye bishukin et aboch. So Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef walked after Rav Yirmiye in the market of the butchers. Chazine lahano de kaimen tzimche tzimche. So he saw ulcers and the lungs. Omalein liboye marumtze. So Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef said to Rav Yirmiye, don't you want any meat? I mean, my Lord, so he advised him, he urged him to buy that meat, even though the lungs had ulcers. Why? Because it's ksheo. Omole lesli prite, I don't have any puts, I don't have any cash. Omole akfen, ano. So I'll lend you money, no problem. Omole maevitloch, what should I do to you? You see, he didn't want to tell him the reason as to why he wasn't buying. So he gave him an excuse, he doesn't have any money. When this was presented before Rabbi Yechanan, in other words, a behemoth, a lung of a behemoth that had ulcers, Mishabu kam de Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Shimon, the Meir Rebbe Mishmei de Rabbi Lezer b'Rabbi Shimon le'etir. So in other words, so he sent them to another chochem that he should be matir, but he himself didn't want to be matir. Not that he held that it's awesome. Not that he held that it's awesome. So he says, so Rashi says, Vilei li svirale, li rabbi yichanu li svirale lachshur, u mitref name le havi torov li nilei, lu ishmir im rabbi. So Rashi assumes that it's not that Rabbi Yechanan had misgivings. Maybe a long reye that has ulcers is straight. Because if he himself had really misgivings about it, so then he wouldn't send any person to a chochem who is matoret, because after all, in his mind, it's his sofik treiv. So Rashi says, no, he was also sure that it's kshel. But Rabbi Yechanan didn't want to pasken a shaila that he didn't hear a psak from his rabbi. But he himself held that it's kshel. But he still didn't want to pasken. As the Gemara says about Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Lozer ben Hurkanes, that Leomar Dovo shall Yishoma mipi Rabbis. So that was his derech. But, so Rabbi Yechanan didn't want to pass. But he was sure that it's kshel. If he had held that there is a Sophie, then he wouldn't have sent to anybody.
Now, the Meir, he has a whole discussion on it. I mean, because you see, the Meir, he took notice of what of Rashi's pshat. Rashi says, "V'leim isvira leil rabiechen isvira leil achshure u'mitref nami lehav torav leini leil v'loishmir leim rabi." Now, dovor sharobu matirov u'miktzas yechidi meisri. Row leize minam shochi machaoisea, shaloi machmasraye, elo kinimshach. The from Rashi's pshat it's mashma really, vilei lisviralei, lirabiechen lisvirali lachshir. Umitref namely have a toriflo nilei lishmin rabbi, so there seems to be a big chiddush in Rashi. It's mashma. That Rabbi Yechon himself wasn't sure. You see, you could explain the Gemara like Rashi, but in a different way. In other words, that he himself was sure that it's kosher, but he didn't want to be machsher it, since he didn't hear it from Rabbi Yechon. He didn't want. But from Rashi, it's mashma. The leili sphere leil Rabbi Yechon lisphere lachshur. Had Rabbi Yechanan been sure that it's kosher, then he would be machshir. But he himself didn't hold that it's kosher. I mean that it's vada kosher. It's vilachshir. So in other words, so he himself was disposed towards the view that it's straight. So let him pasken it's straight. So he didn't want to pasken that it's straight. Umitref namele avetoriv leinilei kilo ishmir leimirab. I mean, that's very strange. Rashi could have explained that. In other words, that on the contrary, he also held the discussion. But he didn't want to pass the discussion, since he didn't hear it from Rabbi Yisrael. He just says the reverse. He says, leil isvir leil Rabbi Yechon isvir leachshurei. That's how it's mashma for Rashi. You see, only Achshurei. So let him be matrifet. Umitrif namela avetoriflo nilei. Why we shmir merabe? So it means, this implies that Rabbi Yechon himself held that it is straight. But he didn't want to be matrifet because he didn't hear it from his rabbi. So what does it mean? That if a shaila is presented to a chochem, and he thinks that it's osir, but he didn't hear it from his rabbi, so he shouldn't say that it's rape. I mean, he should allow people to behave like him. I mean, and it's even if it involves Nisar Rabbonon, how can he do that? And it involves not an Nisar Rabbonon, it involves an Nisar Raise. I mean, so what's the pshat for Rashi? So Rashi is very strange. Rashi. So you could, as a matter of fact, you could read it in Rashi. In other words, he didn't want to commit himself because he didn't hear from his rabbis of one way or the other. So mainly he didn't want to be machshiret and he didn't want to be matrefet. But he really held that there is nothing wrong with it. But that's not the Pashtus Halosh. You could read it into Rashi. But the Pashtus Haloshen is v'lei leisvir leil Rabbi Yechon leisvir leachshure. Period. Umitref namel avetoriv leinilei leishmir leimirab. But anyway, let's see what the Miri says. Dovah sharobu matiro umiktsas yechidi meisri rou leize minam shochi machareisea shaloi machmas riyeh lekinim sharachov machmas chsivis. V'yira shaloi liyisya'ya bekach, lifnei hanei agim beheta. So he says, if with rov poskim amatir, but there is a miyu to aser, rov leize min amishichim hanimshochim achariseh, shaloi machmas raye, elokinim sha'achov machmas chsides, v'yira shaloi liyisya'ya bekach, lifnei hanei agim beheta. In other words, whole halacha he deduces from this gemara. In other words, if rov poskim amatir and miktsas yechidim
Aris, let's say, take a good example. A good example. Maybe some Hungarian rabbonim will not approve of this being used as a good example. Let's say Holobako. So I mean, most Gdelim say, including Rav Moshe Feinstein, that there is no shaila. I mean, you can drink any milk today. And even according to the Prichodosh, so it doesn't even have to be discussed, because the Prichodosh shita is that it's not a Dovah Shebemiyan, Cholovako. The Chachomim never asked Cholovako. The Gemara says that Cholov Shechol Ve'yakum Bizman Chazal, when the Goyim were accustomed to milk behemis meim, let's say a chazer or a gomol or what. So Mimele, it was a real Sofik. So he says, while he lived in Cairo, so the Yishmaelim in Cairo were accustomed to drink cholov gmalim. So he didn't drink cholov akum. But then when he moved to Holland, to Amsterdam, and even the Goyim, no one among the Goyim drinks milk other than cow's milk, so he started to drink milk. That's the kule of the Prichodosh. Because the Prichodosh shita is that there is a fundamental distinction between Gvinas Akum and Cholov Akum. Gvinas Akum, so the Chachomim made the Gzeirah. So the Rambam says, even, why did they make the Gzeirah? Because they curdle it in rennet, nevela. So the Rambam says, so since it's a Dovah Shebemiyan, even if it was curdled in vegetables, even if it was humad bitzmochi in vegetables, so it's also awesome. I mean, today they make cheese and they use a vegetable stabilizer, curdler, I mean. So it's also awesome if it's gvinas akum, because it's a dovah shebemiyan. But cholov akum is not a dovah shebemiyan. The Gemara says in Avri Zoreh that cholov shechol ve'akum ve'in Yisroel rei says osa, because bisman chazal, so the goyim used cholov min tomeis, and mele there was a suffix for every cholov of a goy. Maybe it's a cholov of a chazer or of a gomel or of whatever min tom. So this is the prichodis. The Chasam Sefer, is chilek, and the Chasam Sefer says that it's a dovah shebemi. Even though there is a raya from a tshuva of Rabbi Goyen, like the prichodosh, but the Chasam Sefer is chilek and the prichodosh. That's the reason as to why Hungarian Jews are so machmir in regard to Cholov Akum, because of the Chasam Sefer. But many gdelim say, including Rav Moshe Feinstein, that since there is government control in this country, and if someone will sell, let's say, cow's milk, I mean, and then it'll turn out that it wasn't cow's milk, it was milk of new tummy, he could be criminally prosecuted. So mele, it's like Yisroel Reise, it's like a shifcho. A shifcho nochris that is chelev de behemo, and then Yisroel is yitzel nichnas. So then it's muter. Why is it muter? Because miotas. So today it's also miotas, because he could be prosecuted. I mean, all right, but there are some Hungarian rabbonim who ask a cholovako with the government control. So that would be a good example. Dovo sherobu matiru umiktsas yechidi meisrim ro leize minam shochim acharisa. Now, no one should think that I don't observe cholov. I mean, it's already 25 years that I didn't drink a drop of cholovako. I mean, but this is the truth. I mean, you can't abstain from the truth. There is really no shaila that cholov akum is muta, even according to Chasam Sefer. But still, many amach dovo sherobu matirov umiktsas yechidi meisrim rou leize min amshochi machaoisa shaloi machmas raye elokeinim shal achov machmas chsidis v'yire shaloi liyisyaya bikach lifnei haneyagim beheta. In other words, if Rov Poskim say that something is muta,
But there are mute poskim who say that it's osir. So someone who is machne, but not that he is machne, because he really thinks that it's osir. Let's say Reb Moshe Feinstein doesn't drink cholavakum, but he thinks that it's mutar, but he himself doesn't drink cholavakum. So then Yisroel leizem in hanumshochim. Not because he is convinced. Let's say in Geri Rabbonim, they think, I mean, that it's an isagomo. I mean, someone who drinks cholavakum is an avarian, I mean. So, but, let's say someone like Reb Moshe Feinstein, he doesn't drink cholavakum, but not machmas raya, elukenim shar achov machmas chsidis. Just as a chumrah. So, v'yire sheloi l'isyaya bikach, lifnei aneya givin hetem. In other words, so he shouldn't show off. So since if he, let's say, doesn't use cholavakum because he thinks it's really osir, so he can, so there is nothing wrong in doing it, you know, and saying it and mentioning it before everyone who is naked. But someone who refrains from using cholavakum, not because he thinks it's osir, but machmas chsides, machmas ichumre, so he should refrain from showing that lifnei mi sheneig beheta. Lifnei mi sheneig beheta. In other words, he shouldn't make a show. In other words, if, let's say, a cholov akum will be presented to him, so of course, he's machmir, even though it's machmas chsides, so it's of course if he's machmir, he's machmir. But he shouldn't push it, you know, aside and say, "Oh, right, this is cholavakum," as if something terrible had been done to him. But he should find an excuse not to drink it. This is what he says: "Shaliyira shaloi liisyaya bikach lifnei aneya givet ma'ase hoyo be'echod min hachachomim shoyunei ki derech ze isa berei shehoso bues." It has ulcers. Vohoyoiva bishuk hatabochim umchaverei. Ulcers or cysts, I mean. Vohoyoiva bishuk hatabochim umchaverei. Kidiliknis boso. Vohimotso alomizu. That's Rabbi Yechanan. Vishoalu chaverei. Heich lohoyo likechmenu. Vihelum likavanosei. So he gave him all kinds of excuses. He doesn't have cash, this, that. Why did he have to suppress the truth? Mishon lamadu gamke shachochom haneitel yisa bidomo sherobu matirov vihu nisha alei sidomo sherashoy leibali nisha sheyelech leilitlei nichocha mishon lamadu gamke. So in other words, so first he mentions a certain halacha, he deduces a certain halacha, that if Robo HaMatirim, and there is a mute poskim, and one Talmud Chochem is, believes that it's muta, but he's still machmir, but he should not mention it. So in other words, that he deduces from this case. So how did the Miri explain this Gemara? That Rabbi Yechanan, in other words, they were a few chachomim who held that helsot smochim, so it's drink. But most chachomim held, and that's the way it passed. But you see that if you, how did, no, after all, the Gemara discussed it. So in other words, so they were a few chachomim who held that it's drink. But rov chachomim held that it's muta, it's ksheol. And Rabbi Yechanan himself also held that it's ksheol. But because they were a few chachomim, well, it's treif, so maybe he refrained from eating boso, that the reye had smochit. So maybe when somebody pressured him to buy it, he didn't want to buy it because he was machmir. But it shouldn't in the market, I mean, he'll say, well, I don't buy it, I don't eat any meat. So that would be like yote. So maybe he tried to avoid a real answer. So it seems that the Miri explained the Gemara this way. Explained the Gemara this way. Alright, now, that Rabbi Yochanan really held its mutter. But this is not the way Rashi explained Gemara. So then he says, Mishom lomadnu gam kei, she'achocho manite liyisa, bidobo sherobu matiro. So how is it Mishom lomadnu gam kei? Monef shech, if Mishom lomadnu she'achocho manite liyisa, bidobo sherobu matiro. Vihu nishal alei sidobo, she'rashoi leim ali nishal, she'yelech lelipleini chochem shu yidea b'shiyatrenu. How did he deduce this halacha? That he deduced from Rashi's pshat. You see, the Miri's pshat is not like that. The Miri's shite is, the Miri's pshat in the Gemara is that Rabbi Yochanan held its mutter. But still, because they were, and most Chachomim held its mutter. But because they were a few Chachomim who held that it's osea, so Machmas Chassides, he didn't want to eat that meat. But since most Chachomim, and held that it's muter, and we go pasarof poskim. So Mimele, he didn't want to say, well, I don't want to eat it. Because that would be a little bit like yote. A little bit like yote. Not mamish yote, but it would be a little bit like yote. So, but you can't expect Rabbi Yochanan to eat just because others eat. So, he didn't want to tell the real reason. So that's the Miris pshat. But then Rashi's pshat is different. Rashi's pshat is that Rabbi Yochanan held was native that it's osa. Rabbi Yochanan native is osa. But Rabbi Yochanan knew that most chachomim, rov chachomim held it's muter. So mimele, all the Jews, except those Jews who have their own opinion, so they can rely on the shita of rov poskim. I mean, there's the aloche. Achirabim v'hatins. You can go pasuk of poskim. So Mimele, he didn't want, this is how Rashi explained it. So Mimele didn't want to paskin that it's trade because that psak would be contrary to the shita of Rav Poskim. Of Poskim. So he says, Mishom lomadnu gamki, she'achocho manite liyisa b'dobo sherobu matirov. ונישאל על איזה דובו, שרשוי אלימה לנישאל, שילך ללפלני חוכן, שיודע בשיעתרן. So he's even allowed, because he mentioned the name, משמית רבלזר ברפשימה והתאר. Even though he didn't agree with that, so he cannot act according to the psak, because he has his own early dino machine of race. But vis-a-vis the person who doesn't have his own judgment, so Mimele, he could tell him, go to Rabbi Elazar ben Rav Shimon, and he will pass him, and that psak will be the deen, because that psak is binding vis-a-vis everybody, except Rabbi Yochanan, who has his own opinion. So how did he deduce that? That's from Rashi's pshat. He couldn't deduce that from this Gemara according to his pshat. So first he mentioned what follows from this Gemara according to his pshat. Then he mentioned the deen that follows according to Rashi's pshat. Even though he doesn't agree with Rashi's pshat, but that doesn't mean that the deen is not true. He agrees with the deen. So maybe he mentions it. V'yesh m'shei meya, sh'afu bi'atzme, yochelim al nishal, pleini u'pleini teruo. ואני שאל סמי חליסי תשובה להתר, אף על פי שהוא עצמי נתליסה. So in other words, that he is allowed to say, so there are 2 days. In other words, if a Hungarian rob will be asked, can you drink cholavakum? So there are 2 days in the Miri. Now he himself holds that it's Nisa Gomo, cholavakum. I mean, the Siddhava Poshut, I mean, the Cholavakum is a Nisagom. But will that Hungarian Rov be allowed to say, Reb Meshe Feinstein is mad? So everybody agrees that the Hungarian Rov can say, go to Reb Meshe Feinstein, ask him, why do you ask him? But can a Hungarian Rov say, now he's convinced that Cholavakum is Osea, is he allowed to say, Reb Meshe Feinstein is mad? He certainly is allowed to say, go to Rav Meshe Feinstein and ask him. But is he allowed to say that Misha Feinstein is Matia? So it seems that in the merely that two days. V'yesh v'sheim v'yashafu be'atzme yochaleim alishal u'pleini u'pleini yochaleim alinishal pleini u'pleini yitavuo v'anishal seim yichalei se tshuva leheter afal pishu atzme yitavisa. So you see, I mean, tilim shal aloches and this gemara. All right, now. Omar Robert, can we must give him basket of Nachman Bishuke the Gildoye? When I was walking in the Shuke the Gildoye, that's the leather manufacturers. So in their market, so Bamul Bishuke the Rabbonon, when I was walking in the market of the Talmud Chachomim, Chose Hanach the Kaiman Kande, I saw longs of Behemis that had cysts, and we didn't say anything. In other words, that if a long has a cyst, so it's still kshel. Ravame v'ravase avechalfe b'shuke nitvarye. Choze hano dikaime tinre tinre. Tinre is much more than a cyst. That's a tumor. Smochim daily mikande. Uchvo hukshu, and became very hard. That's a tumor. In other words, I mean, sometimes it happens that the behemoth in the slaughterhouse, you find that there is on the lung, there is a cancerous tumor. The cancerous tumor, and that's also mutter. That's also mutter. In other words, and it is not reife on the basis of neta lomusida. That's the gemara, tinre tinre. I mean, that means very big tumors that are very hard. So he says. So it's also muta. So why should we? So it wasn't included in Halacha L'Mishim Sinai. But how about the Rambam Shite? I mean that little, why is it different than little Achelien? The answer is little Achelien, there is no cure. There is no cure. Except maybe to a plastic Achelien, but that's something else. But there is no cure. But for cancer, there is. On the theoretical level, there is a cure. Doctors don't know. Some male, it's not little lungs. But that's the Gemara, that even if a behemoth has a cancerous tumor on the lung, it's still kosher. All right, we'll leave it there.